Storytel presents The Demon of the Night by Margit Sanomo. Part 33 in the Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Nina Indis. The Legend of the Ice People. The Legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengel the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He traveled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with the magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengel the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengel buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengel's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse, and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed Ice People would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true, but in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family. The women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Chapter 1. From 1901, when the previous account of the Ice People ended, we must now return to 1894 in order to learn Vanya's strange story. It was an enchanting midnight, cold and clear in Gråstensson parish. Everybody was asleep except for one couple, who were on their way home from an evening party. They were in lively conversation with each other and paid no attention to their surroundings. If they had turned and looked towards the church, they would have had a shock. But their topic, their hosts that evening, was much too absorbing, and they only had eyes for each other. The church tower stood out against the moonlight sky, precisely where the lower square tower supported the slender round spire. There was a ledge with four small pinnacles, one in each corner. But right now, there was also something else on that ledge. A tall, slim figure was silhouetted in the moonlight. It sat erect as a bird of prey. But it was no bird, nor was it an animal or a human being. It resembled most of all a small chimera, like one of the devilish figures that sit on the cornices of Notre Dame Cathedral to remind unbelievers of what awaits them after this earthly life. It sat with its knees pulled up and its hands or forepaws clinging to the edge of the tower. Its head rested between raised shoulders and a pair of vigilant eyes gazed down on the human trash passing beneath it. Its hard eyes followed the two figures but found them of no interest, instead allowing its gaze to glide over the landscape. The moon wandered slowly and majestically across the firmament. The two people down there parted and went their separate ways. The parish formerly known as Gråstensholm lay deserted in the chilly night. All of a sudden, the creature took flight, unfolding two black leathery wings, and was on the lookout as it glided over the earth. It was searching for a particular house, Linden Avenue. The creature was one of the demons of the night. Her name was Lilith. Long ago, she had been the first wife of Adam, created by God long before Eve came into being. She was a creature of the night and independent. Although they had a great many children...